Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
We do indeed. Milo's back with me in the studio to talk some sport. G'day, mate.
Morning, Ewie. Good morning, fellow coasters. And it's still F weekend finals as we steam towards grand finales. Now, the Cat Attack will be over from Castanegy. They support their footy and netball in a big way. Now, talking Caston Sanford, the footy club will clash with West Gambier. It's 2-1 West way during the year in the historic Twilight preliminary final tomorrow night, Vance Tart Park, the Mecca. Now, the Cats will be hoping to get their first spot in the grand final since 1999. So, like Millicent last year, it is definitely time, and they won their last flag back in 1990, only their second in Western Border footy. Now, turning to netball, if the Penola A-grade netballers can defeat reigning premiers Lucindale in the preliminary final at Kybe, they beat them during the year, so they know they can do it. They'll play in their first grand final since 1989 for a chance to win their first flag ever in either of the competitions. So go the Eagles girls. And of course, Sunday, we turn to medal counts, senior and junior counts in the mid-C at Millicent Civic Centre. And just a few chances in the footy. I reckon Robes Jake Wheel and the Ruckman Tom Wachtel, but they might pinch votes off each other. And likewise, Glencoe's century goal kicker Brody Foster and midfielder Dylan Childs, who'll get the votes from the umps there. And Kalangadu, Andrew Stones, had a good year. And I reckon heavily coached Gerard McGrath, he might pick up some threes as well, and whether it's enough, who knows. And a roughie, you always got to have a roughie, reigning medalist Darren McIlroy. He's had an injury interrupted season, but boy, he came home with a wet sail. 5 BOGs in the last 6 games, so I'll be interested to see how he polls. Now, K&T have their netball count at Keith Institute, so that will draw all the girls on the outer edges of the Limestone Coast southeast. Now, silly season rumours continue to bubble on, and the latest one is ex-5C Triple M scores boy, and he's an East Premiership player and a former Mount Burr Premiership coach, Fraser Scanlon. He'll be back where it all started as a junior for him, coaching Glencoe. So I'll wait with interest to see if that one develops. And I suppose it begs the question, will brother Matty join him? Stay posted there. Now, Ewie, I'll be back after 9 with the Barry Manny here, Hyundai Noddles, Nettie and Footy Show, and the team, of course.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.